How would you like to learn ancient secrets from the church fathers to know your purpose from your book of life? Next. Hello, I'm here with JoJo Dawson, and JoJo, is everyone from Texas like you?
Unfortunately not, but I'm trying to get them there as quick as I possibly can.
I'm sure. Look, JoJo was raised Baptist, but at age 20, something really changed in his life. What happened?
Well, I started going to a Spirit-filled church just to be on their church softball team, and they said I had to make three services in a row, which was a revival service. And so I went to revival Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then the evangelist said, who wants to be filled with the Holy Spirit where the evidence is speaking in tongues?
And so Did you go out the back door then?
No, sir. I wanted to play softball, so I had to stay.
Okay.
So everybody in the church ran to the front but me. Well, I didn't want to look like an oddball, so I ran up to the front, and then he went in his Pentecostal voice and said that again. Do you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit about heaven speaking in tongues? I said, sir, I'm Baptist. I have no idea what you're talking about. He said, do you want more of God? And I said, yes, sir. He laid hands on me. Nothing happened. But the next day, I was working at a car lot in the middle of the summer in Texas, and the Holy Spirit hit me. I started speaking in tongues, so I locked myself in a car for 2 hours. Now, I did say it was the middle of Texas in the summer. Sweat was pouring out of me, and I started speaking in tongues and couldn't stop for hours.
Were you afraid?
Well, I kind of was a little bit. I got bilingual. You know, I didn't take a class. I was just bilingual just like that. But the thing was, I felt the power and the presence of God on my life, and I knew that there was more.
Okay, the most important message that God has shown you, you have a passion, and everyone, that's you, understands this. Why? Because it transformed his life, his thinking, his marriage, his business, his health, everything, everything, just the way the Bible says. What is your passion?
My passion is the kingdom of God. For so long, I didn't understand fully the Bible and Christianity to a full degree. I would read all these scriptures, and I didn't understand everything about them. And I would ask the Lord, God, you've given me all these prophetic words. How am I going to steward these prophetic words? And then all of a sudden, I just started understanding the scriptures. I understand with the kingdom mindset. See, I was trying to figure out scriptures and messages people would preach with a natural mindset. But we serve a supernatural God, and God started teaching me about the scriptures with the kingdom mindset, and that living a supernatural lifestyle should actually be normal, and we should make the impossible possible.
Now, you're a pastor, you have a congregation. Can everyone watching us now, the people in your congregation, are they able to do what you do?
Yes, sir. And over the past few months, what I've noticed is our church is growing spiritually. As I'm teaching the kingdom mindset and things about the kingdom of God, other people are also starting to teach this. And our church as a whole, we're getting a greater revelation. And it's just not our church, Mr. Sid. All across America and the nations of the world, people are going to start understanding, adapting to, and adopting the kingdom mindset, because the church world has to change. We have to think kingdom. We have to start stewarding the prophetic words over our life, over our cities, our states, our nations, and our marriages and our businesses.
Now, I want to provoke you to jealousy. Tell me two recent supernatural experiences you've had.
Okay. Probably about a few weeks ago, I was getting ready to walk into my church one day, and I literally saw two angels pouring like a vase of oil over our church. And the Lord said, pray and get ready for the supernatural. So the next week, I walked in one day, and I took three steps inside of our foyer, and I go in there for 6 a.m. prayer, and the Lord said, I'm waiting. And I looked at my watch. I said, well, I'm not late. And so I walked into the sanctuary, and I prayed for about 20 minutes. And then, Mr. Sid, I saw five angels, and they looked bored. And so I asked the Lord, I said, God, why are these angels looking bored? And the Lord said, because people for years, they prayed for revival, outpouring, and awakening, and they've asked for help. I've sent help, but now they're not doing anything with them. And I said, God, what angels are these? And the Lord said, these are angels of breakthrough, and they are ready to be dispatched, and they are ready to move and operate, and for the reason that they were created for.
And you heard something from God about what's coming. What did you hear?
Yes, sir. The next day I walked in, I got 5 steps in our foyer, and I heard the Lord say, greater is coming. I dropped everything in my hands. I ran straight into the sanctuary, and I started praying, and the Lord was speaking to me about greater is coming. Now, that is for our lives personally, that is in our churches, businesses, everything that we have in our lives, every area, greater is coming. Why is a kingdom mindset so important? Because people, their only limit they have in life is their mindset. There's no limit to God. There's no limit to the kingdom of God, but people are limiting their self because of their thinking.
Say this because it came from heaven. Greater is coming in my life. Greater is coming in my marriage. Greater is coming between my relationship with my children. Greater is coming in my finances. Greater is coming in my health. There's a presence of God on that.
Yes, and you know, this is exactly what I did. That day I went in and I yelled from the top of my lungs, I'm going to make a fresh declaration and decree, greater is coming. Then I said, greater is coming to my personal walk with the Lord. Greater is coming to my marriage. Greater is coming to my children's lives. Greater is coming to our church finances. Greater is coming to my personal businesses. Greater is coming to our ministries. And friends, as soon as I said that, one thing right after another started happening. In every single declaration and decree that I said, something happened to it. Why? Because I don't have a limit. Our God is limitless. The kingdom of heaven is limitless. Why should we limit God? With the kingdom mindset, receive this word. Greater is coming to everything you put your hands to and everything you've been called to.
Speaking of greater, the greater glory that the Bible talks about has come into His congregation. Tell us what's going on.
I remember a few months ago, I was speaking and it's almost like a fog was in the place. Well, the next week as I started to minister, there was like a blanket of the glory that started to come down, and that blanket started to fall upon the people. And the longer the service would go, the heavier it got. And then he said, wow, Lord, is this how things are about to be in this day and age, that a blanket of glory is going to fall? And every minister that ministers in our church says there's something special here that I don't see in other places. It's kind of funny, but visitors usually sit on the back row right by the door. And I've asked some people, why did you just sit on the first chair available? And they said, we couldn't walk any further. And so they would walk in and they would sit down, and before service started, before we start off with prayer, they said, before service came, I got 3 prophetic words and I got a healing and God gave me 2 people to minister to. People are always telling me as soon as they walk in, they start receiving prophetic words. They start receiving their healings.
How about businessmen that get ideas in the atmosphere of the greater glory?
Yes, sir. I'm an entrepreneur and we have a lot of entrepreneurs in our church. And I tell them, if you need an idea, we don't deal with good ideas. We only deal with God ideas. We'll be sitting there in service and somebody will be like, and all of a sudden they'll write it down. You'll be sitting there and somebody will get it. And I was pointing at them, you just got it. You just realized what the Lord said. And one time I even said, I want everybody to pray. This is a business owner. God will give you clarity right now for a business idea. You've been seeking the Lord. You may have been praying and fasting. You will receive the clarity for your business today. And when that day was over, 3 businessmen came up and said, I got my answer in the service today.
What about the pastors? Now, this will be hard for you to believe. That sneak in to the back row of JoJo's congregation and don't listen to a word he's saying. They have a notepad or an iPad and they write down revelation from God for their messages. It doesn't bother you that they don't listen to a word you're saying?
I absolutely love it because it's not about me. This is the kingdom mindset, Mr. Sid, and people are going to understand this. I had one evangelist, you know, they show up about 2x a year. to our revival services to get their messages. And they say, when I come in, God gives me the titles and I start writing these messages down because there's an open heaven. And when there's an open heaven, they get fresh revelation. And I tell them, our services are not the best spiritual time I have during the week. It's my private time with the Lord. And then I teach them, if you can cultivate this at your house and your private prayer room, you can have a greater experience by yourself. But when they come in, I teach them how to create this greater glory even in their own homes.
And what I'm so excited about, I actually had him specifically do this. Many people talk about what happens in their private prayer time, but they don't know how to. I'm from the school. Tell me ABC and I'll do it. He did that. Are they going to get the same results that you get if they follow your instructions?
Yes, sir, 100%. He's no respecter of person. What I do is I go in every morning, Mark 1:35, Jesus got up early in the morning, went to a solitary place where he prayed. Good enough for Jesus, good enough for JoJo. So I do that every day, and I've been doing it for about 25, 26 years. And when I go in there, he starts speaking to me. Now, here's the neat thing, Mr. Sid. When we lay our lives down on the altar, the Lord finds us simply irresistible, a fragrance unto him. And if people will spend that time with him every day, it will change the outcome of their life and everybody they come in contact with.
They are seeing miracles that are amazing. Tell me about the lady that was paralyzed from the waist down.
I was preaching for a good friend of mine right down the road. We got into altar and a few people had got saved. People rededicated their life. And then the pastor called me up front and he said, hey, this young lady, she's engaged. She had an accident and she is a vegetable from the waist down. They said she would never walk, never have feeling, and never move her legs. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and this is very powerful. The Lord said, just don't lay hands and see her healed. Teach. And I said, okay. I said, ma'am, they said you can never have feeling in your legs. She said, correct. I said, right now, have feeling in your legs in the name of Jesus. She said, my legs are on fire. My legs are on fire.
My legs are on fire.
I said, it's the healing power of Jesus. But Jesus, and everybody started yelling and shouting. I said, whoa, that's not it. I said, move your legs in the name of Jesus. She started moving her legs. And everybody started shouting. I said, hey,
we're not done.
Jesus didn't go to the cross for just that. I said, now get up and walk. And I said, hang on. You're wearing about 4-inch stilettos. How can a lady even walk in those? This is going to be a real miracle. So the pastor and her fiance helped her up, and she took 5 baby steps. They said a few weeks later, she walked in with the cane. Did you know they asked me back a year later? And the young man who went with me pointed her out. He said, hey, I know that girl. And I said, that's the young lady that got out of the wheelchair. He said, I was the assistant to the doctors and the physical therapist, and they all said, this young lady has 0% chance to ever walk, have feeling, or to move her legs again. And then guess what happened? They sent me a picture a year later. She was dancing at her wedding.
Oh, that is so wonderful. But you know what is even more wonderful than that? When everyone gets healed. Tell me quickly about that.
I was preaching at a conference for a friend of mine, and halfway through the altar, the Lord said, I want to heal everybody. So I just said, hey, God wants to heal everybody. If y'all want to start this party right, let's start off with the blind and the deaf. That's how you start it, right? And so they walked up and one guy said, oh, I'm blind in my left eye. And I said, man, you quit lying in church. And so we prayed for him and I said, read this Bible. And we covered up his good eye. He started reading. And then the next lady came up and she said, I'm deaf in one ear. And I said, are you? She said, I don't have anything in my head. I said, well, that's what your friend said. And so I was joking with her. And so we made her cover up her good ear. We walked to the back of the church and talked at a regular voice, creative miracle, and she heard. And then guess what happened? Revival started breaking out. I sat on the back row. And then they started looking for the guest minister, and I was sitting on the back row. I love it because when the end of healing service happens, they'll always find me on the back row, and I have them laying hands and praying for one another and seeing each other healed.
How would you like to operate in this kingdom glory just like JoJo? Even better, you can. It starts with one thing. Next.
Back to It's Supernatural. Call now and get JoJo Dawson's anointed book, Kingdom Thinking, and his 60-day devotional, Walking in Kingdom Power, plus his powerful two-part audio CD set, Kingdom Glory. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9798. You will receive JoJo Dawson's anointed book, Kingdom Thinking, which is your invitation to think and live the kingdom way. Through this book, you will learn that when your thinking is wrong, your decisions and circumstances will reflect it. Discover how to confront the negative thought patterns and begin living your life to the fullest in God. Have JoJo help you develop your mind to be set on the kingdom of God. Begin to walk in the supernatural of God every day. You will also receive his book, Walking in Kingdom Power, which is a 60-day devotional to help you reach your destiny. Through this powerful, interactive 60-day devotional, each day, JoJo will teach why God has a specific call on your life, and it is mandatory. You will comprehend why God wants you to succeed in life more than you do. JoJo will equip you to keep moving forward and jump into supernatural levels concerning your relationships, your finances, and your ministry. Plus, you will get JoJo's powerful two-part audio CD set, Kingdom Glory. Learn how to tap into God's presence daily. Experience the fullness of God's essence. Water your hopes and dreams with private prayers. Adopt a kingdom mindset so you can see your God opportunities. JoJo reveals powerful prayer impartations for you to invite the Lord to do explosive work in and through you.
The reason people don't succeed in life, ministry, in business, and marriage is because they think wrong, and I help people to learn how to think properly.
Don't miss out on getting JoJo Dawson's anointed book, Kingdom Thinking, and his 60-day devotional, Walking in Kingdom Power, plus his powerful two-part audio CD set, Kingdom Glory. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9798. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9798 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, JoJo says he flat doesn't understand how people can walk in such frustration and fear today because he has heard what the Lord is saying. JoJo, what is the Lord saying? Because now, let's be realistic. These people are walking, many, in frustration and fear.
Yes, sir. I'm going to say probably four times over the last year, the Lord has spoke to me loud and clear in prayer and said, I'm doing more behind the scenes than you could ever even imagine. I got so excited when I heard that because there's so much going on, especially in the news, and people are walking in fear and frustration. But out of my early morning prayer time, the Lord encourages me so much that I am walking in an excitement and a joy. And when I go to stores and restaurants and different places, people are scared and they're fearful. I'm like, guys, you're living out of a natural mindset. I have talked to the Lord today. He's not saying anything that you're talking about. He's talking about he's about to do greater. He's about to move in a mighty way. And he's working more behind the scenes than any of us could ever imagine in our nation and also in our lives and in the nations of the world.
Tell people exactly what you just said, but make it personal to the person watching right now.
You know, when you're walking through situations and circumstance and fear creeps in and you're looking at all of the natural things, you got to stop. And remember this, our God is a supernatural God. All throughout the Gospels, it talks about how things are impossible with man, but possible with God. They're easy for him. So this is what I do, and this is what I want you to start doing. When something happens to you, Understand it doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. The devil never goes to battle where there's no spoils. There's a reason something happened. And understand this, that you are going to gain greater because of it. So when something comes against you, say, Lord, what are you really doing? Somebody comes against you and says something about you, say, God, why did they really say that? And He will speak to you something supernaturally from the kingdom that doesn't make any natural sense, and it will shift your mindset and the way that you view and see everything.
You talk about kingdom power. Where does this power come from? You operate in it. How can we operate in that kingdom power?
It comes from the Lord. I love Ephesians 6:10. It says, stand victorious with your life union with Jesus Christ and let this explosive power work in you first. I mean, God wants to do it in you, then He wants to do it through you. Also, Luke 10:19, it says, behold, I've given you power and authority. The reason most people don't walk in it is because they haven't truly identified themselves as a son or daughter of the Most High God. I know I'm a son of God. I know what He has called me to do, and I'm not going to fall short, and I'm going to walk in that power all the days of my life.
And as you explained earlier, in Matthew 6:6, your secret place is your secret. Talk a little bit about that.
In my opinion, that is the most personal scripture in all of the Bible. But you, when you go to your place of prayer, shut your door, and your Father who sees in the secret will reward you openly. 8 times it says you or your, which means it's very personal. Our walk with God is based on how much time and energy and effort we put into it. God wants to spend time with us more than we want to spend time with God. I go in with an expectation. Now, I'm really excited. I'm a morning person, a daytime person, nighttime person. I'm just always excited. But I go in there, and sometimes I'll yell at the top. See, my wife says I don't have a quiet time. She says I have a loud time. And so I go into prayer, and I'm like, God, whatever you want to tell me today, I'm ready. My expectation is through the roof, Lord. God will not miss a daily appointment with you. And when we realize that the King of the universe wants to meet with us, it changes the way that we view our time with Him. I don't go into prayer looking for the answer. I go to seek His face. And when I seek His face, I receive His hand of blessing. And He just starts dropping things upon me. I don't go in and ask for things, but He starts giving me different ideas and visions for ministries and business. That's why we thrive in everything that we've been called to do.
We all understand positive thinking. But there is a positive thinking in the kingdom. It's called kingdom thinking. Why is this so important in kingdom thinking?
You know, I was thinking about what heaven is like. I bet there's no negativity in heaven. I bet there's no excuses in heaven. So why should we have negativity and excuses here on earth? You know, when the Word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, that's what I seek first. And when I do that, I get super excited, just like Matthew 6:10. You know, in one translation, it says, Lord, manifest your kingdom realm. I don't want to miss a thing, so I'm always looking for the positive. Philippians 4:8. You know, it says, think upon the things that are good, that are noble, that are just, that are praiseworthy. Meditate on these things. So that's all I focus on, how everything in my life can go right. And I never think, well, what if God doesn't come through? He's never failed me, Mr. Sid. So I always think, oh, He's going to come through, and He's going to come through in an amazing way.
Proverbs 23:7 is very important in the way you conduct your life.
You know, it's really simple. As a man thinketh, so is he. Now, the Bible talks about King David. He encouraged himself daily. Mr. Sid, I talk to myself. Now, don't answer back. But I talk to myself every day. I wake up and I say, JoJo Dawson, you are going to have a blessed day. And then I start making declarations over myself, because I think every single day God is going to bless me spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially. But also, I say, Lord, let me bless somebody financially today. And so I always think that my day is going to be the best day of my life.
Someone that says, I want to find my purpose in life, what do you say to them?
I say, find your secret place. There was a time in my life when I really tried to find my purpose and who I was with the Lord, and I couldn't find it. But when I just quit all of that and I gave up on that and I just went after the Lord, I found everything I was looking for plus some.
That's what you have to do. Find your purpose by having your own experiential revelation knowledge of God. Say this prayer with me right now, out loud. Dear God, I'm a sinner. I'm so sorry. I believe Jesus died for my sins. And because of his blood, my slate is wiped clean. And now that I'm clean, I am suitable for God, the creator of the universe, to live inside of me. Jesus, come inside of me. Be my Lord and Savior. Amen.